Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome to episode 7, the definitive guide to that age-old question, where are all the good men? This episode was inspired by my guest appearance on one of the best dating podcasts in Australia, Romantically Challenged with Sammy Lucas. That episode inspired a follow-up episode on Romantically Challenged with a man who pretty much agreed with everything I said. And it also inspired Sammy to write an article for one of Australia's leading women's websites, Nine Honey. So that was pretty cool. Here are some of the things Sammy and I discussed in the episode. My best dating experience, my worst dating experience, my weirdest dating experience, why men are better at dating than women in three very specific ways, and of course, my answer to the question, where are all the good men? In this episode, I'm just going to focus on answering the question, where are all the good men? I have a layered answer to this question. The first layer is to get the question right. The question shouldn't be, where are all the good men, plural, because you're not looking for men. You're looking for a man, one man. You don't need a smorgasbord of good men, although that might be nice. You only need one good man, and then you're off the market, hopefully for life. And the reason he'll be a good man is because he'll be the right man for you. So let's rephrase the question. Instead of where are all the good men, let's ask where is my man or where is my Mr. Right? So now that we're asking the right question, we're ready to move on to the second layer. My answer to the question, where is my Mr. Right, is he's probably in your reject pile. What I mean is it's highly likely you've already rejected at least one potential life partner or husband by not giving him a chance. For instance, you swipe left on him for a silly reason. You didn't reply to his opening message. You couldn't be bothered to meet him for a date. You sent him away when he approached you in public. You told your girlfriend you didn't want to be introduced to her eligible bachelor friend. That kind of thing. This is a really common mistake, and I don't even want to think about how many times I made it before I met David. There's a chance I even made it with David. We met on a dating site we'd both been on and off for over a decade. It's possible he approached me on that dating site in the past and I rejected him. Of course, you can't go back in time, but you don't need to. Believe it or not, there are a number of potential Mr. Rights out there for you. And the way to find one, remember, it only takes one, is by giving more men a chance. Which brings me to the third layer, how to go about giving more men a chance. To be clear, this isn't about being less picky and it isn't about settling. It's about being less dismissive so you have the opportunity to be pleasantly surprised beyond your wildest dreams. Women have a tendency to swat men away as quickly as we'd swat a fly away. On a dating app, we can be like, ugh, he's bald, swipe left, ugh, he posted a shirtless selfie, so he must be really into himself, swipe left, ugh, he's under 6 feet tall, swipe left, ugh, he lives more than a 20-minute drive away, swipe left, ugh, he has a boring job, swipe left, ugh, he's too old, even though he looks young in his pictures, swipe left, and then we have the audacity to ask, where are all the good men? Well, one or two of them, probably in your reject pile. Making this subtle shift is one of the reasons why I'm now happily married. When David approached me on a dating site, I definitely didn't think we were a perfect match. There were a few pros and a lot of cons. The pros were, I thought he was cute, I thought he was fun, and I could see we had some common interests. The cons were, we had different religious beliefs, we had slightly different political beliefs, he lived almost an hour's drive away, he lived in an area I had no interest in spending time in. He didn't have a fancy education. He had a stable but not particularly exciting or lucrative career. He was 10 years older than me, and even though he didn't look it, I'm not really into big age differences. and he had a cat, and I'm a dog person who's allergic to cats. It seems as though it would have been perfectly reasonable for me to put him in my reject pile, but I didn't. I was 38. I was looking for love, and he was interested in me. That's important. We swapped a few nice messages, and that went well. Then we spoke on the phone, and that went well. Then we had a first date, and that went well. Then he followed up quickly for a second date, and that went well. As we got to know each other, I discovered that all the things I thought might be deal breakers weren't deal breakers at all. He turned out to be the smart, funny, kind, consistent, easygoing, open, honest, loyal, trustworthy, good communicator, team player, man of my dreams. I didn't feel as though I was settling at all. I felt extremely lucky to have found him, and to think it all started from a modicum of interest. I wasn't dazzled right from the start. I was somewhat interested. So here's how to give more men a chance. Instead of putting all the maybes in the no pile, put all the maybes in the yes pile. You might go out with 9 maybes who are just as average as you thought they were going to be, but the 10th maybe might dazzle the pants off you. You need to move the maybes out of your reject pile and into your yes pile and see which ones pleasantly surprise you and treat you the way you'd always wanted to be treated. Don't go out with men you're not remotely attracted to. Don't go out with men you have nothing in common with. Go out with men who show interest in you and who you think you could get along with for an hour over a drink and see what happens. The fourth and final layer is where. Where exactly is your Mr. Right? Well, the reality is he's probably online on a dating site or app. That's not to say you couldn't meet him organically at work, a party, a bar, or a salsa dancing class, but any man who's genuinely looking for a relationship is almost certainly looking online. So I recommend being on at least 2 dating platforms, like one dating site and one dating app, and swipe right or send an opening message to all the maybes. And more importantly, respond to all the maybes who have already shown interest in you. Despite its flaws, online dating is the most effective and empowering way to find love that's ever existed. So stop looking for a shortcut to online dating. Online dating is the shortcut. You just need to learn how to control the dating process rather than letting the dating process control you. This is definitely a skill you can learn because I learned it and now I teach it in the Your Dating Bestie community. So, to summarize, here's the definitive answer to that age-old question, where are all the good men? 1. Stop asking where are all the good men because you're not looking for men. You're looking for a man, one man. All you need is one Mr. Right and you're off the market for good. 2. Your Mr. Right is probably in your reject pile. You can't change the past, but in future, move all the maybes out of the no pile and into the yes pile, especially the ones who have already shown interest in you. 3. This isn't about being less picky or settling. It's about being less dismissive and opening yourself up to being pleasantly surprised beyond your wildest dreams. And 4, in terms of where to find your Mr. Right, the best place to look is online on a dating site or app. Despite its flaws, online dating is the most effective and empowering way to find love that's ever existed, and you can learn how to use it to your advantage. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number 1 tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation, someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.